It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werfman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also Simon Loses His Tummy. We say good morning to Dr. Werfman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. Anyway, it's nice to hear your voice, cheerful, happy.
Scientific? I was just having the science moment. I didn't know where it came from, but
that's okay.
I was waiting for it to be a joke.
I had a science moment having my hair cut. I'm thinking maybe I should stop going to this particular hairdresser because, although she's the source of many of my blogs, I feel I'm in a compromised position because I want her to give me a good haircut. And I feel if I give her advice that she doesn't like, I might end up looking
with a bad haircut. Yeah, there is that interconnectedness that people have to focus on sometimes.
She was extremely cheerful when I saw her, and the last time I'd seen her about 6 weeks earlier, she was really very grumpy, and I was sort of worried about what I would look like when I came out. And she, told me that she had lost weight. She's on this terrific diet. She wasn't eating very much. She was eating clean. She felt energetic. Her body felt great. I thought, okay, this is terrific. Because in the past, she had told me that she was working extremely hard, and she'd had all sorts of problems with her landlord, and she had a cousin and all his unruly 21-year-old friends who were coming to stay with her for spring break, and, on and on and on, a whole series of complaints. And this time, she was really very upbeat. Turns out that, yes, she is on a diet, and she's eating very little. She wasn't going to a gym yet. Why? Because her physician, who had put her on this diet, had given her a drug to take and said, you're not eating very much, and while you're on this drug, that will help you lose weight. I don't really want you going to the gym yet. The whole thing didn't make too much sense to me, but I just was listening. So I asked her what drug she was on, and she gave me the trade name, which is Atipax. And I knew instantly what she was taking because it's a very old, in fact, the original weight loss drug called phentermine. For those of you of a certain generation, certain age, you will remember phentermine as being the first half of a drug combination called fen-phen. Phentermine and fenfluramine, and the phentermine is a stimulant drug that was being used to sort of offset the drowsy side effect of the fenfluramine.
Right, so and it was fen-phen, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it was just the first, the phentermine. So the phentermine is a weight loss drug that is very closely related to amphetamines, but it's not a street drug. It's not addictive. It works on a chemical in the brain called norepinephrine, and it does make people, it may increase their heart rate, cause them to be dizzy, cause them to have sort of the feeling of being sort of taken over by a stimulant drug. What it does is also take away appetite. And it drug, believe it or not, was first allowed by the FDA to be used for weight loss in 1959. So that makes it 60 years of a weight loss drug. And it's a generic drug now, costs very little money. And it's given to sort of kickstart a diet because, as this, my hairdresser was, in this funk, she thought she was in no way mentally to really start to take on the discipline of a diet. So she was taking the phentermine, and it really helped. The problem with the drug is that it really only works for maybe 3 months or so, and not even that long. Its effects just no longer are felt after maybe a month or so. And oftentimes when it's stopped, people stop losing weight. They even can start gaining weight because the hunger comes back again, the hunger that the drug suppressed. And so when I sort of started mumbling something like this, she said, oh, I know, I've taken the drug many times before, which made my antennae go up, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. So clearly, the drug was not having a permanent effect on changing her eating habits, changing her ability to stop eating when she got upset over this whole litany of things that she had told me about. The drug clearly wasn't doing that. All the drug was doing was temporarily making her stop feeling hungry. And in addition, her physician wasn't doing this either, wasn't helping her at all, dealing with the things that had caused her to gain weight. The physician had told her to take supplements to compensate for the food she wasn't eating, like take calcium because she wasn't allowed to eat dairy products, take vitamins because she had a very limited number like fruits that she could be eating. But the physician wasn't saying to her, gee, you know, you gain weight before on after you've stopped taking Phentermine. You sort of mentioned that you're doing a lot of emotional overeating. You know, let's sit down and talk about this. Nor was she, you know, was it suggested to her that maybe she should talk to a life coach, or that maybe she should even find a personal trainer to start her on an exercise program again, or even join, you know, a group like Weight Watchers, where she could talk about her problems with other people who probably had similar problems. No, the whole thing was based on take the drug, follow the diet, you will lose weight, you will be so happy that you've lost weight that you'll be able to finish the rest of the diet. She had about 30 pounds to lose with no problem. I thought, it's so short-sighted. I mean, it's so easy to give, quote, a magic pill whose magic is going to wear off in a month, and then, you know, expect the person to continue to lose weight. And, you know, it's just absolutely typical of the, you know, non-thinking approach that many people take to weight loss. I mean, whether it's a pill, whether it's a quick, you know, quick weight loss food plan because there are very few calories, whether it's a cleanse, it's just one more example of why weight loss programs fail, even though they seem to be working at the beginning. Because nowhere in these plans is there any attempt to understand what is going on in the person's head to make that person use food to deal with problems. And, of course, I didn't say this to her, my hairdresser, because I'm not her, you know, I was a client, her customer, to cut her hair. I was not there to give weight loss advice. But, you know, I really wonder when I go back and have my hair done again maybe in 2 months, whether she will have lost weight or whether all the weight will have been gained again. And I suspect the latter will be true.
Well, it's an ongoing cycle, shall we say.
Yeah. And again, here, this drug has been around since 1959, Jill. And if it really was so effective in getting people to keep their weight loss, wouldn't people be, you know, thinking of it as, you know, the weight loss pill to take? But it's not. It's simply a crutch. And it's not bad. I don't want to say people shouldn't take it, but they should understand that it's really to sort of help get their weight loss, their diet going. And it did work for this girl. Woman, because she was able to stop the emotional overeating. All the issues that had caused her to be upset were not being dealt with. I mean, for example,
right? No, it was a kickstart. We have to.
That's
what the story is. Thank you so much.
To be continued.
Absolutely right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.